1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 18. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you. And I believe, I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. Now, what I had hoped for when I, a long time ago, before I started teaching, was that maybe there would be like one heretic.
Of course.
But it says plural there, heresy.
And there might be one heretic, and that he would only open his mouth like maybe, you know,
once a year.
Wrong. But what is heresy? You got your concordance. Look
it up. Like blasphemy?
No, blasphemy. You know what blasphemy is. What is heresy?
Heresy.
Look it up, Harris.
What?
What is heresy? A heresy, it originates in all kinds of weird stuff. But it is a choice. It is a choice to cause or to have division.
Wow.
Not to be confused with rebellion.
There's just some people you can't
bless, though. Right. Can't bless. Yeah. Or they'll leave.
Blessed.
They can't handle it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't.
You didn't bless me for a long time. Or Crystal either.
She's gotten it lately, though.
Can't get more, too. But then there's some people like Ada and Harry that.
Like been lasting
since day one.
But my point to you is that the basis of heresy is in itself a test. In other words, what Harry and Ed and Larry and everybody's what they're doing, they don't know they're doing this. But what they're doing, they're trying to literally destroy something, because if they can destroy it, it wasn't worth anything anyway. And that's really what heresy is. And they don't know they're doing that. It's the, you know what the counter, the opposite of heresy is? Evangelism. The modern world's version of evangelism. Because rather than test what they believe, the modern evangelism says, let's get a whole bunch of converts, and if somebody else believes what I believe, then I must be right. Heresy, on the other hand, says, if I can destroy it, then it wasn't right anyway.
I can't imagine being in your shoes.
It's constant.
For all those years.
It's constant. From the people that are closest to you.
Many, many times I've had a picture of you. Well, anybody that's a Bible study teacher, because I've had some time with Doug too. But just a sheep, a lamb sitting in the midst of a pack of wolves, and the wolves are like sitting there listening, but just waiting, you know, just waiting. I don't like it when I see
them. Yeah, and that's why I can never, ever, ever think about what I'm going to say. Because if I ever thought about what I was going to say, then I'd have to prove it to be right so I wouldn't make a mistake, and I'd have to stop and think about whether or not it's consistent with everything I've said for the last 20 years, and whether or not there's any loopholes in it. Bingo, I can't do that. So I have to approach, every time I open my mouth, It has to be in total weakness. And you have to believe that, because I don't look weak to you. But I never have any idea what I'm going to say. I never have any idea what the solution is going to be. I never have any idea if what I say isn't going to destroy everybody. Or if what I say isn't going to cause somebody to go out and become a suicide. But that's what faith is. Understand? And that's why it's so vital that that's the only thing that you can copy in me. No. That's why heresy is okay. But the problem with a heretic is the heretic doesn't believe it's okay for him to be a heretic. And so he continually checks himself and tries to measure and be careful. And then he just gets in worse trouble. Now, do you have any idea why I can be as wild as I am, or Paul could be as wild as he was? I never study I read the scriptures all the time, but I never study. I don't like sit and study what I'm going to do tonight. How can that happen? It doesn't matter whether it happens to me or not. The point is, can that same confidence happen in you? And the answer is, of course. Why can it happen?
Because it's not.
It can happen because of Pentecost. Why can I afford not to give any importance whatsoever to what I think or feel or see?
Because God can use it either way.
That's what the mystery is that hits all generations.
That's what's been neat about teaching, because that very thing happens.
Right.
How you walk into the class and you start thinking about, well, if I say that, what is their response? Then it all goes to hell. And the kids here just pounce on it. And you walk in the other way, and it's great.
I think for the first time I could see that when you respond to something, that like how it passes through emotions first,
That has to go.
But then, because like, how could you pass through the emotions? Because emotions can never be proved.
Yeah.